It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Bunge Limited, one of the world's largest processors of soybeans, says that it is lowering its full-year 2008 earnings estimate in light of, quote, challenging economic conditions. The company decreased its earnings expectations to $1.06 billion, or $7.70 a share, from its earlier estimate of $11.60 to $11.90 a share. But that would still amount to a record-high net income for Bunge. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending January 8th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year 3.2, next year 2.9, corn this year 8.5, soybeans this year 50.0, and next year 0.1. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgriView. But first, we have a look at weather conditions across the corn and soybean belts and down south in South America. And with that is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and glad you made it in safely this morning. It is a little bit rough out there with wind chill factors across the Midwest, as cold as, well, near 50 below in some areas, and obviously that's putting any livestock situations in a stressful way. And we do expect the cold air to remain pretty much entrenched through at least early tomorrow before it starts to lift off to the southeast. There was some damage to winter wheat suspected this morning, and there's maybe again tomorrow in the snow-free areas from southeastern Nebraska and northeastern Kansas through Missouri into southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana. Damage this morning not suspected of being very widespread or significant, but no one will have a very good idea on how much damage may or may not have occurred until springtime. Bitter cold conditions again present across the upper Midwest this morning. Temperatures dropped into the 20s below zero Fahrenheit as far southeast as northwestern Illinois and eastern Iowa. Some 30 below zero readings in the Dakotas and northwestern Minnesota. And Aberdeen, South Dakota had a low this morning of 42 degrees below zero. So the Midwest is in a deep freeze and starting to look towards the weekend for a little bit of a reprieve. South America computer models actually showing a little bit of rain across, well, a good portion of Brazil. Looks to be picking up some precipitation over the next week to 10 days. Computer model right now runs all the way out to January 31st, and again, it shows wide areas picking up precipitation with the exception of maybe far eastern Brazil being exceptionally dry. Does look like the wet weather will occur through Tuesday of next week from Mato Grosso do Sul into southern Mato Grosso to southern Minas Gerais and São Paulo, where 1 to 3 inches and some local amounts over 4 inches possible. That does not include Paraná. Much less precipitation and warmer temperatures will occur in parts of Brazil late next week as high pressure starts to build in from Argentina and moves through the southern portion of Brazil. Most of Brazil's crop area will get sufficient rainfall over the next 2 weeks to support crop needs. Any dryness that occurs in the Rio Grande do Sul area, Bahia, and northeastern Minas Gerais will not be great enough to seriously threaten production, especially after the recent rainfall of the past week or so. And for Argentina, scattered showers occurred in Argentina overnight. Coverage about 35% of the growing areas. Rain amounts ranging from just a few hundredths of an inch to almost a half inch. One central Buenos Aires location did report 85 one-hundredths. High temperatures in the 90s in the Fahrenheit range, with lows this morning not expected to be any cooler than the upper 50s. There has been no significant change to the forecast. Argentina's next best rain event is slated for this weekend, when a moderate cold front will drop temperatures from the 90s and over 100 degrees Friday back into the 70s and 80s in the southeast, with 80s and lower to a few middle 90s in the north. The problem with generating rainfall is that the atmospheric moisture is quite limited. Precipitation pattern similar to the last couple weeks will put a few locally strong thunderstorms, producing well over a half inch to amounts in the 1 to 2 inch categories, while most areas receive less than two-thirds of an inch, and rain coverage is expected to be in the 60 to 65% range. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, March wheat opened at $5.99 and a half, down a half. Last trade down three. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at $5.73, down one and a quarter. Last trade down two and three quarters. July, $5.94 and a half, down three and a half. Last trade down four. March corn opened at $3.66 and a half, unchanged. Last trade down one. July, $3.87 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade down two. December, $4.10 and a quarter, down one and a half. Last trade down one. March beans open at $9.69, down two and a half. Last trade up six and a quarter. July $9.90, unchanged. Last trade up four. March soybean meal open at $2.96.90, down 10. Last trade up 150. March soybean oil open at $34.02, down three. Last trade up 23. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sitting at 81.21, down 78 points. The seventh straight day the down has been to the down. Side. The NASDAQ at 1475, down 1377. The S&P 500 at 832, and it is down 967.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we had heard rumors and rumblings over the last 48 hours that the soybean number for export sales was going to be a pretty good one, a big one, despite the guesses from the industry. And it indeed was at 50.0 for the year. I mean, for the week, and way, way, way above whatever the guesses were.
Yeah, we did come in pretty high, but amazingly, it is not a marketing year high. That's just flabbergasting. We had the marketing year high came in the end of October at 53.5, so the 50 million bushel export bookings that amaze us still wasn't a marketing year high. Look at 30 million of that is destined for China. So China's the whole story. It's hard for me to think that the trade was only looking for 15 to 20 million, given the daily reporting numbers being so strong. Disappointing NOPA crush pace yesterday, though, could take a little bloom off this rain forecast for Brazil over the next week. But still, beans will be 4 to 6 higher. Whereas corn and wheat both probably will open lower.
We'll begin to look at the meal charts of late and noting that we are trying to make a stand in here around 292. And if we don't hold that level, it looks to me like you could go easily down to 276. What would that mean for beans if we were to do that?
Well, if we would do that, we probably would see another 60 to 80 cents downside on the beans. The meal seems to find good commercial support on little dips in here, and the bean oil is going to be really critical. And the crude market opened lower, and is down more than a buck right now, nearly $2. So when you see that, I think bean oil might be the key, not just bean meal.
Corn exports were anemic again.
Yeah, they were. They came in just at 8.5 million bushel. We'll be down a penny, maybe as much as 3 or 4 cents. We still want to talk about basis firming here, but in that exports bookings, those were just normal buyers, Japan, Taiwan, that type of thing. Nobody special.
And in the wheat, we look at bookings sales of 6.1, if you look next year and this year, yeah?
Yeah, almost as much for new crop as for old crop. Mm-hmm. We'll be down 2 to 4 right off the bat. We still want to talk about the Australian wheat crop is a little better than what we thought, a little worse than what we thought. Not real good talk there. Warmer temperatures in the southern plains, wheat pretty well uncovered, could be an issue.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
On the livestock, I would say the cattle futures will be mixed at best, and that's really based on looking for higher cash prices today. Good packer margins here. Box beef looks a little toppy, however. On the hog side, we'll be lower again. These hogs just cannot keep a rally going. And the packer margins there are not good.
Thank you so much, Ellen. You have a grand day today, please. Ellen Dearden, she is with Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois, joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.